Joining us now, we have Congressman Dan Maffei. He is from the 24th District in New York. He's a Democrat and a background as a reporter. Welcome to America's Radio News, Congressman.
Well, thank you very much. That was a long time ago. But
well, it's
radio and TV reporter. I wasn't good at it like you are, so well, I had to go do something else.
That was actually my first question. Is I saw that in your bio, and I thought, are you the only guy with a true media journalism background who's serving in the House right now?
Oh gosh, I can't imagine. But I'm trying to think off the top of my head, I can't think of any others. But I'm sure there are. I mean, a lot of people who did. Newspaper. I mean, there are a lot of, you know, Winston Churchill was a columnist and a reporter. So I can't imagine that there aren't any others, but I'm the only one I can think of at the moment.
Well, I just think it's a fascinating pathway.
It wasn't very long. Yeah, I was in Watertown in Syracuse and had a ball, but like I said, you've really got to be a natural for that, and I wasn't.
Well, you do serve on several important committees, the Science, Space, and Technology Committee, and also the Armed Services Committee, particularly the Intelligence Committee. I thought it was interesting news today, U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel announcing a new deal with Israel that we're going to supply military hardware, or at least make it available to them. Let's take a listen to what Chuck Hagel had to say, and I'll get your reaction.
The United States has always supported Israel's security needs. Despite fiscal pressures, President Obama has ensured that Israel receives an all-time high of $3.1 billion in foreign military financing this year. The new radar and anti-radiation missiles, along with Israel's participation in the Joint Strike Fighter program, ensures that Israel will maintain air superiority for the next generation. We are committed to providing Israel with whatever support is necessary for Israel to maintain military superiority over any state or coalition of states and non-state actors.
Your thoughts, Congressman Maffei?
Well, this is really, this is nothing particularly new here, except for what the Secretary is saying is that we're going to do as much or more than we've done before. And given all the kind of cuts in various other areas, I guess that's a little bit of a surprise. But look, Israel has been an ally of ours and, frankly, often the only ally in the region. And it's extremely important that the state of Israel exists, be there and be a democratic state. It's important that we continue to be involved in the peace process and working towards a two-state solution along the lines of the Oslo Accords. And so, you know, I think we need to stay engaged. And one of the ways we do stay engaged is to provide aid to the Israelis.
Well, the Israelis, of course, are very familiar with terrorism. It has come into their country so many times, and they have demonstrated an amazing resilience to it. Of course, that terrorism has come to the United States in its most recent form in the Boston bombings. You're on the Subcommittee on Intelligence, Emerging Threats and Capabilities. Based on what you have seen, how vulnerable is the U.S. to these emerging threats from formerly unseen agents like, people who have Chechenian background? Whether that was important here or not, we're still not sure. But what's your take on this?
Well, first of all, this is such a big deal and a terrible tragedy where, people were killed and lost limbs. And, I had some constituents who had just been to Boston. I ran into them over the weekend, and they had friends who were, they barely missed the bombing themselves. They were at the finish for just the fastest runners. And it's amazing how, you have to sort of see all this, and it really is the country, and you just pray for those folks, and thank God for the Boston police and those other police, the transit police, MIT, et cetera, who really helped. But in terms of, I'm on the Defense Intelligence Committee, so this is one of those things that you don't necessarily see coming from an international point of view. And obviously, there's got to be an investigation to see if there is any international link, any link to Al Qaeda whatsoever. It may be just training. It may be just that these kids got a hold of a film or a piece on the internet or something like that. And we need to know that. But no, there is no indication that there is a systematic threat here at this point. But it just tells you it's a dangerous world, and we need to make sure that we realize that this can happen, that people who are sick and can do this, whether or not whatever their motivations are, which we don't know yet, it's you know, they're still going to, this is going to happen from time to time. We have to do everything we can to prevent it.
Well, we only have about 30 seconds left, but I know a lot of Americans looking at the space program, you're on the committee. Is there a good likely future that the U.S. will be returning to space anytime soon, given the budget cuts?
Well, we never left space. Are you talking about humans sending?
I mean, with the shuttle program going away and people going up from other countries.
Well, they're different things. They're different things. Here's, you know, I'm a part of this group called No Labels. We can be anything. You don't have to be conservative or liberal or even a moderate, but you have to want to get things done. When it comes to the space program, this is a good example of a place where we need to sort of have no labels. Here I am, a Democrat, but frankly, I think public-private partnerships are probably the answer to getting us. Getting manned spaceflight.
Very good. Congressman, I hate to cut you off. We're just up against a break, but great to have you on the America's Radio News. We appreciate the time.
No, you're very, very welcome. Thank you.